It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back to Money for Lunch. I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited because, it was a fantastic holiday season for us here at Money for Lunch and for Bert Martinez Communications. We got to interact with a lot of our clients and our friends, and it was just a delightful time. I hope that your holidays were fun and delightful and joyous as well. Now we're back into it. And over the holidays, I have been reading this book called Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. Jocko Willink is a, in my opinion, he's a real hero, right? This guy served the United States in the capacity of a SEAL for approximately 20 years. And he was, his team was given the task to clean up the worst part of Afghanistan, and I think I'm trying to think of the other place. And there, one of his SEAL brothers was the first SEAL to be killed in that war. Anyway, Jocko, and he looks like a tough guy, right? He looks like what a Navy SEAL would look like. And with a name like Jocko, you would expect him to be a football player or a SEAL or something manly like that, right? Anyway, so he looks the part. Jocko Willink. Anyway, the book again is called Discipline Equals Freedom, and I want to read this because I love this. Discipline can seem like your worst enemy, but in reality, it is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it will put you on the path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most importantly, discipline will put you on the path of freedom. All right. To me, this is an important, excerpt to read because of today's guest. We have Tom Hopkins, a master sales trainer. And Tom Hopkins knows a lot about discipline, and he knows a lot about freedom. And Tom Hopkins carries the standard as the master sales trainer and is recognized as the world's leading authority on selling techniques and salesmanship. Over 5 million people on 5 continents have attended Tom's high-energy live seminars. Tom personally conducts 30-plus seminars each year traveling throughout the world. He's the author of 18 books, including How to Master the Art of Selling, which has sold over 1.6 million copies. His latest book, When Buyers Say No, is receiving phenomenal reviews and from sales professionals throughout the world as well. Tom Hopkins, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you, Bert. Always great to join you and your listeners and excited about this wonderful new year. I was also going to just – I didn't know we were going to hear this word discipline, but I have to tell you, when I first started doing sales training and motivation and teaching salespeople, I thought the key word started with D, and it was the word desire. And after I started training for a while, I realized that the D word desire is important, but it's not as important as the D word discipline. Because if people have desire but no discipline, they won't get what they desire anyway. So I was just thrilled to hear you start our program with that D word, because I really believe the most successful men and women I've been blessed to meet, they have tremendous discipline of punctuality, of follow-up, of keeping in touch, of giving more service than people expect. So I think it's a nice way for us to kick off our program. Wonderful.
Thank you. I love that. I love that remark. That was wonderful. Yeah. You know, sometimes discipline is so misunderstood. And, you know, Tom, you and I grew up in that generation where, you know, I think, and again, maybe every generation says this, but I think our generation was really aware of discipline, right? And we had a respect for the work ethic that I think sometimes is lost in the new generation, where they're so connected to everything and they're so used to, you know, to being able to access information so quickly, and delayed gratification is something that is not understood by the younger generation.
I totally agree, Bert.
All right, so let's jump into this. I want to start this off, since it's a new year. I want to talk about, you know, for most of us are dealing in a very competitive market, and it can be extremely challenging not only getting new clients away from the competition, but keeping your own from going back to the competition. So I wanted to get your mind, or pick your mind, and ask you, what advice do you have for our listeners about dealing with competition?
Well, first of all, I think you really hit an important concept that we're talking about here, because we are not only in a very competitive marketplace, but the loyalty of clients is not like it used to be. Many years ago, when I was full-time in real estate, you know, if you did a good job with a client, gave them great service, kept in touch, they'd be loyal to you. But today, it seems like just for a few pennies, people will leave and go to a competitor. So I think keeping in touch and following up, and January is a wonderful month. And so as we thought about this, I thought, you know, I'm going to give them just some strategies, some ideas. And hopefully our listeners can take one or two, adapt them to their product or service, and maybe kick off a better year. So the first one I want to talk about is the ideal scenario, Bert, would be for the salespeople to go to their managers or the owner of their company, whoever is their superior, and just ask the superior to let him know or her know that you want to let your clients know that we're coming up with some new strategies for 2018. Now, the reason I want them to do this, so in all honesty, they can call their clients, and this would be a great time to do it right in the beginning of the year, and say, the upper management of our company is designing some new concepts and ways of serving our clients, and they wanted me to let you know, and of course, hopefully get a chance to set the time to come by and discuss what we're going to do. Now, what this does give you is a chance to start off the new year talking about something new. I think, in all honesty, you need to talk to your managers or owners so that you can be saying the truth. But then there's some things you can come up with. And one I instigated many years ago was called the Children Follow-Up Program, where I had all of my salespeople actually make this a program where they would call their clients, let them know the company's building a kind of a follow-up program with the kids of our clients, the children, and it'll be kind of fun. And I was hoping I could get the names of your children, because many, many salespeople don't have the names of all their clients' children, which I always did. And then I would get their birth date. And the reason for this is I found if I send a nice birthday card 3 days before a child's birthday, this 10, this 12-year-old runs to their mom and dad and says, you know, Mr. Hopkins sent me a very nice birthday card. Well, this implants in their mind, again, the fact that you're there for the long term. So that might be a strategy that folks listening might say, hey, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a time of calling all of my buyers or clients and just let them know we're having a child program and get the kids' names and the birth dates and build that into this year's follow-up. I think that'll be an added strategy, Bert, to get, you know, people to be more loyal to you because of this kind of reaching out to do something for the family, not just the sale, the client.
Right.
So that's one idea that I wanted to share. And another one I think is it's so important that you commit this year, all of us commit, to staying closer to our clients. Because as I mentioned in our opening comments, the loyalty factor is not what it used to be, but it's also true that people will stay loyal longer if they feel you're building a long-term relationship, not just making a sale. So I, of course, would like to suggest that this year, all of our listeners tie some type of follow-up to the different holidays of the year. I always did that. I did something for Thanksgiving. I had a beautiful Thanksgiving letter. I had a Halloween fun the letter that I sent for Halloween. I tried, of course, the anniversary that they purchased the product is a wonderful date to give them a nice letter or email or, of course, even a call thanking them for being a valued client. And I think this type of thing, Bert, will not only ingratiate the folks to the salesperson, but will, I think, increase their ability to get these people to be loyal and stay with the salesperson. And, of course, you know, also one thing I want to warn the folks about, it's tempting in a competitive marketplace, especially if you hear one of your good clients is looking at another company, to knock the competition. And I just want to say that, man, you never, never knock your competitor. That will ruin your business. What you can do is, of course, ask them to do research on the other company. And many times by looking at what you're offering as their sales rep now versus what the new company will offer is not as good. Not only that, there's danger in change only because of uncertainty. And uncertainty can create a lack of productivity. So these are the type of things I think this year we want to not only say, but get people aware that we're going to be closer in touch, follow up. And try to say to yourself, what would I want done to me by a representative to make sure that I was feeling they were the right person and that I wanted to stay loyal to them, not only for this year, but for the rest of their life, which is what I right. tried to do. My clients in 8 years, gosh, I had many of them I sold 2, 3, 4 homes to because of this follow-up, keeping in touch and building loyalty through quality service.
You know what, and I want to interject this. Today, more than ever, there is so much technology available to allow you to grow that relationship, to stay closer. You were talking about sending out anniversary cards or letters. You know, there are companies out there that will you can program in advance the letters or mailers that you want to send out, and they can even simulate handwritten notes, and so you could literally, you know, you're able to upload your database of customers to, again, there's multiple companies out there, and you can program when the cards go out, and when the cards go out, they'll let you know, hey, we just sent out a card to your client Tom, and so. Depending on what you're doing, obviously, I don't think anything is as good as you personally taking the time to handwrite one. But maybe, you know, if you're dealing with a lot of clients, depending on what you're doing, this is at least, I think, the second best solution. And, of course, back to technology, you know, we have so many ways to remember to send out these cards. So you can set it up automatically, as I mentioned. But if you don't want to do that, if you're more of a handwriting personal type person, you can have this stuff scheduled on your phone, on your calendar to remind you to send, hey, you know, Tom's anniversary purchase is coming up, send him a note or an email or a phone call. And so you really have no excuse not to do things to grow the relationship.
You're so right.
Now, I want to talk about this thing that you said also about not disparaging the competition. Again, this is something that I see it happen all the time, and it's one of those weird things where I've seen it backfire, where somebody will disparage the competition. They end up losing the customer anyway, and that customer may not do business with the competition they disparage, but you lost them as a client as well. So it's like you said, it's never good to disparage anybody. And I think I love your idea of saying, hey, you know, whatever, customer, you know, you may want to do your homework. and you know, before you make any decisions. And I think that this goes back to you having that relationship, because if you have the relationship, you're going to get, I think, notified. You know, your relationship with that client is so paramount. I've had some of my clients when I worked for, when I'm not worked for, but when I had, what do you call it, customers that were large corporations, the people I had a relationship with would often call me up, or even sometimes, you know, take me out to lunch or whatever and say, "Hey, Bert, here's what's going on. You know, we're, you know, they're looking to cut back the budget here and there. They're looking at a couple of your competitors. I'm just giving you the heads up." And having that inside track, you know, makes or breaks, you know, can really make or break your sales, right?
Definitely.
All right. So let me, okay. So we have, you know, number one is go to the manager and formulate a plan to talk about something new, which I love this idea, by the way. I think this is fantastic. People always want to know what's new. And then number two, stay closer, find ways to grow the relationship. You talked about sending out anniversary cards. We call it the cards for the kids' birthdays. I think that is an amazing strategy there for several reasons, because let me tell you, somebody may go home and say, "Hey, look, Dad, I got this birthday card from somebody," and it's going to reflect well on you. It's going to be, you know, they're going to be talking about it. So I think that's a great idea. Number three, don't disparage the competition. Anything else?
No, I think we hit some very good points, Bert. I hope the folks will get ready for us the next time we're doing this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think these are great. And what's nice about these is that, again, they're very simple, very easy to learn. I also want to talk about this, Tom, because I know that you have coming up right around the corner, March 2nd and 3rd, you have a seminar coming up. I want to take a few minutes and talk about that. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a highlight in my life to do a two-day program, which gives me, in essence, about 16 hours of teaching. And so we're having our next one at a beautiful brand-new hotel in San Gabriel, California, and it's March 2nd and 3rd, and I'll be teaching the whole thing myself. But I love the two-day. We study, we work hard, and, of course, the folks that come, some of the highest income-earning producers will come because they were brand new, many of them 10, 15 years ago when they came, and they always seem to want to come back and just relive and hear the new strategies that we're teaching for this year. So I hope the folks might want to take advantage of going to my website, tomhopkins.com, and they can get the info on the March 2nd and 3rd California two-day high-intensity selling course. So that'd be great if they can do that, bud.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. So you go to tomhopkins.com, and you can see the information there. And, Tom, I want to ask you this, because you said something that kind of really caught my attention, and that is, you know, these high-income earners, some of the highest income earners come back time and time and time again. Why would they? I mean, if they're already making, you know, this abundance of money, they're probably number one, number two in their company. Why would they keep coming back?
Well, I think one of the reasons, which they may not even know, is there is a truth of going back to basics, to where once a year I know a pro in any sport, any activity, does either find the original coach or a coach that knows them from the beginning and kind of says, "I got to go back to the basics. I've got to hone my skills. I have to, you know, prepare for the new year." And I think that's one reason. Not only that, when you come to a seminar for a two-day program, the people that attend are usually the best top people in the company. And so you have, you know, 2 days to pick their brains, to do a lot of networking. And I've had people say, "Man, we had a relationship that we started with these people, and we've been sending business across the country for the last year." So there's lots of excitement to meet new high-income earning people. And again, I believe high-income earners know they have to have a back-to-basics time every year, and this is what a lot of my top people that come to my seminars are doing.
Yeah. So the other thing about going to a seminar – Is the energy there? You know, there are a lot of online courses, and they're great and they're convenient, but there are certain something special when you go to a seminar, especially a two-day seminar. You hit one of my favorite things is that you get to meet some of these people. You start to form relationships. There are people that I see once or twice a year at the same seminars over and over again. And we have, you know, lunch and dinner together. We catch up with each other. And we may communicate via email or text throughout the year, but we look forward to getting together at the seminar. So it is a very special thing. You know, and something else that I learned, you know, and I know that you're a big believer in this, is that repetition is the mother of skill, right? You always talk about, you know, drilling and practice and role rehearsal, and that is so important. And I think, you know, what, back to your comment about back to basics, this is so important. Sometimes we get so caught up on the latest, greatest, whatever, that we stray from the basic. And I think it was Lombardi, the great coach Lombardi, who used to say, become brilliant at the basics. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I learned that from your seminar many, many years ago that you did in Tucson, Arizona. And I to this day, I use that, you know, brilliant at the basics.
Well, we share so many concepts, Bert. It's always just so great to share our ideas and, of course, get a chance to know, at least on the phone, some of your viewers or listeners. Super, super, super.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, everybody, if you want to see Tom live, and this is kind of unique because Tom, you correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, you don't do a lot of these public type events anymore. You do a lot of private events. So this is kind of cool to be able to see Tom live, be able to go to California, which is going to be gorgeous, and the hotel is going to be premium. Check out Tom Hopkins. Go to tomhopkins.com, and the information is right there for this two-day event, March 2nd and 3rd. Tom Hopkins, always good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, my friend Bert. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All righty. Good stuff there from Master Sales Trainer Tom Hopkins. If you get a chance, go have fun. It's tax deductible, and like I said, you're just going to enjoy it. It's always good. It's always good to become brilliant at the basics. So in today's takeaway, you got to figure it out, how to beat your competition one way. And I love the strategy. Figure out something and talk to them, you know, what new, right? Make sure you get your manager's approval or the owner's approval, like Tom said, but give yourself a reason to talk to your customers about something new. If you don't have anything, maybe find an article and send it to them, but start building the relationship based on giving them value. The value that you give your customers will manifest itself in your sales, right? So your sales, your income is directly proportionate to the amount of value you give. Strategy number two, stay closer, build the relationship, find ways. He gave the idea of giving cards and anniversary cards and birthday cards to the kids. And number three, don't disparage the competition ever. Anyways, always, my friends, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you sharing this audio with people that you think it might help. Sharing is caring. I want to help as many people as possible. So please let us fulfill that mission. As always, I'm grateful for you here. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.